people see what caused this gentleman to want to offer that level of forgiveness.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors? And welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're diving into another episode of Mindset Mastery. However, today, this episode is going to be just a little bit different. Just with the recent events that have taken place in the news and with me being in Dallas, Texas, I just feel that I can't allow the week to move or come to a close without me taking the time just to share this particular message. And those of you who may not be familiar with what I'm talking about, you may not be in Dallas, but this particular story has been all over the airways for this week and even before this week. It's been just looming around. And what I'm referring to specifically is the Botham John case. And in this particular case, what took place was there was a gentleman who was at home. He was eating ice cream. And then a police officer entered his apartment and then opened fire. And as this gentleman ended up dying that evening, later this young lady was taken to trial. And people were up in arms because this was a Caucasian lady who was an officer. And then on the other side, this is an African-American male. And people were just chanting, "We want justice. We want justice. Justice has not been served." So now we fast forward time, and just yesterday, the case finally came to a close. And the young woman was then sentenced to 10 years in prison. After hearing this, and seeing people being glued to their TV sets, being glued to the station and watching, I saw people begin to cheer. People began to get excited. "Yes, justice is served. About time." Some of the people are saying that we haven't received justice for some of the other individuals who have been wrongfully killed, such as Trayvon Martin, such as Mike Brown, such as all the other cases that we can go down the line with various different names: Tamar Wright, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland. However, in this particular case, when the case hit the news, this is what took place. After the sentence was handed to her, 10 years, boom, the judge hammers the gavel. I want y'all just to watch this clip if you haven't, if you haven't seen this clip. Or if you haven't heard the clip, I would encourage you to take a moment and just listen for this few minutes. And I'm going to come back and then we're going to unpack it from there.
Powerful scene in a Texas courtroom. A man whose brother was shot to death by a Dallas police officer, forgiving his brother's killer and embracing her.
"If you truly are sorry, I know I can speak for myself. I forgive you. And I know if you go to God and ask him, he will forgive you. And I don't think anyone could say it. Again, I'm speaking for myself, not even bad for my family. But I love you just like anyone else. And I'm not gonna say I hope you rot and die just like my brother did, but I personally want the best for you. And I wasn't gonna ever say this in front of my family or anyone, but I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you. Because I know that's exactly what Botham would want you to do. and the best would be give your life to Christ. I'm not going to say anything else. I think giving your life to Christ would be the best thing that both of them would want you to do. Again, I love you as a person. And I don't wish anything bad on you. I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please? Please?
Yes.
And the judge also hugging that former officer, Amber Geiger, and giving her a Bible after sentencing her to 10 years behind bars for killing a neighbor, an unarmed black man, in his own apartment. She says she mistook it for her apartment and thought he was an intruder.
Wow. Man. I have so much respect for his younger brother, and the gentleman's name is Brant. And I have so much respect for him. And I really wanted to share this specifically because those of you who may not identify with the Christian faith, this isn't a press, this isn't a push, or this isn't me pressuring anybody to convert to Christianity or give their life to Christ. That's not what this is about. However, at the same time, that's my personal beliefs. And just based on what took place in that courtroom, and then them later in the interview coming back saying that the judge approached her after she was brought to tears, and the judge giving her a Bible and just urging her to get her life right. I wanted to just share a few verses just so that we can have something tangible to take away, and just so that people see what caused this gentleman to want to offer that level of forgiveness. In the Bible, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, the scripture reads, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Verse 15, "But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours." And in that picture in the courtroom, the gentleman sitting here, he's showing what grace looks like in action. Many people I know, and down social media, down timelines, some people, like I said, were cheering that this young lady received prison time, which showed that, yes, justice has been served. But at the same time, other people were saying, no, that's not enough time. And then on the other side, there were some individuals who began to say, well, he was just being a quote unquote good old boy. And these people who are saying these things, I would just hope that they would understand that he wasn't doing it because it was something that he wanted to feel good about. He did it because with his beliefs, which would be Christianity, he believes that, just like the scripture said, you forgive so that you can be forgiven. If he was to hold on to this and it would harbor inside of him, ultimately, she could forget about this after time passes. And then him being justified in his anger, people can say he's right for being mad. I'm not upset at him for being mad. But at the same time, him releasing it is actually so much more difficult if we want to be honest. Think about a time that you've gotten angry at anyone. The first thing for you to do in your mind to justify yourself is to pop off at that individual, to go get mad, to yell at them, to scream, to cuss at them, to do whatever would make you feel better in the moment. However, we don't think about those long-term repercussions. And that's what he was thinking about in this moment, if I can just take a moment and use my sanctified imagination. Because he's seeing the picture of eternity. He's seeing where he desires to end up, which would be heaven. And the scripture said, if we don't forgive other people, then according to the Christian belief, our Heavenly Father won't forgive us. And he didn't want that. He didn't want that blood to be on his hands. So today I wanted to talk about mindset mastery. And this is even so much more beyond that. This is forgiveness. And this young man is 18 years old. I can't imagine what would go through my mind if I was 18 in a courtroom. I honestly don't even want to try to imagine. But what I wanted us to just take away from this today, and this was the question that was proposed in my Bible study. My pastor said, what if you were that woman in that courtroom? What if that was your little brother, your little sister? Would you want them to get a second chance? Because we all know in this day and age, with social media, one slip up, it will blow up, and then you ultimately can be done. So now let's just think, if that was you and the shoe was on the other foot, would you want to be shown grace? Would you want to see, would you want people to view you in a better light and say, you were angry, you made a mistake, it did cost this man his life? But just as Martin Luther King once said, violence begets more violence. So we must understand that violence is not the answer. Can we try love? Because in this situation, it's hatred or it's love. It's anger or it's forgiveness. And a lot of us have some anger. A lot of us need to forgive someone, but we're carrying this weight around. What will you choose today? This is Jonathan Jones, and I'm just coming to you as somebody who has struggled to forgive people at times, somebody who's been too prideful to want to say that I was wrong. But I'm grateful that I'm loved by God first and foremost, and that those people that he's put in my life have really shown me what it looks like to forgive and what it looks like to show grace even when I didn't deserve it. My friends, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear just from you. If you're watching on YouTube, comment down under the video. If you're listening on any streaming platform, shoot me a tweet at Jonathan J Speaks, or shoot the podcast a tweet, SYS Podcast 1. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, just today, challenging you. Are you going to choose hatred? Going to choose love? Will you choose anger? Or will you choose forgiveness?